Absolute pleasure. So welcome onto the Business Bunker Show. He just arrived at the studio. We've dragged him into the studio, thrown him into a seat and shoved the microphone in front of his face.
Tank it and water for
him. Yeah, absolutely. But it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Simon Mead of Lawyer Fair. Simon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for inviting me all the way down here. What a beautiful day.
It's an absolute pleasure to see you. It is a glorious day,
isn't
it?
And I've just been reading Andrew Weaver's tweets, and he seems to be lounging like Toad and Ratty by a river.
That's the typical Weaver, I'm afraid.
It is really, isn't it?
Having a little picnic or something.
Yeah, he sends the troops away.
Yeah.
And when we're not there, he's
and you're doing all the work.
He gambles, does he, when you're away? He just
a lamb.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, Simon, tell us a little bit about Lawyer Fair and what it is and what you do.
Okay, well, Lawyer Fair is a platform that we set up. So it's the term disruptive technology is used quite a lot with startups and new businesses, but that's exactly what it is. And it's a platform that we put in place to help SMEs and small businesses to find the right lawyer for their business. Mm. And it's predicated around, we don't always go to the same shop for the same thing all the time. Mm. And actually people have traditionally not really shopped around for legal advice and legal services. Mm. But actually, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you look around for the best person to do the best job at the best price for you?
Absolutely. It's interesting, and it's interesting what you say, and I have current, immediate experience of lawyers right at this moment in a few things that I'm doing, and whilst you didn't say this, I am saying this, the legal profession could do with a really mighty big shake-up, because they're very, very dinosaur-like in a lot of cases.
But Andrew isn't.
No, that's what I'm saying. This is where I'm coming from here. This isn't where Simon and Andrew and Lawyer Fair, this is what I'm getting at, mm-hmm. is that Simon made reference quite rightly to the fact that in the past a lot of us haven't really shopped around a great deal for legal services, you know.
You didn't know you could, really.
Well,
went to a lawyer that you was local. And
yeah, well, I think what's happened in the past is, you know, particularly with businesses and sort of second, third generation SMEs, not so much with the new tech startups. Yeah. They will shop around, but you know there are hundreds of thousands of SMEs that probably always did what their parents did.
Yeah.
You know, go to old Mr. Scroggins down the high street. We've used him for years.
Yeah. Funny, that's where I go.
He may not be the best person to put a commercial property lease together for you or...
Exactly. I was going to say exactly that. One of the things that you do find, or you used to find a lot, is that a lot of people's only experience of using a lawyer was conveyancing for their domestic property. Mm-hmm. So if they had a business, they go, oh, I'll use the lawyer that did that. And they wouldn't even think about the fact that they might not know the first thing about business.
Yeah, no, it's exactly that. And also, I think what's changing is, and I've had a little bit of experience of this with my sort of past business life, but we're seeing these reverse auction platforms everywhere. So there's a business called CarWow at the moment where instead of you hauling yourself around a million car dealers, you spec the car that you want, you send it out to the website gets the car dealers to do the work. At Lawyer Fair, it's exactly the same process.
It's funny you should mention that. Thank you for that. I like this, man. If you want to read more about CarWow, I have an interview with James Hind, who's the founder, on the Kent Business Radio website. Thank you for that, Simon, for that. Set them up and I'll bang them in the back of the net.
I feel like I walked straight into that one.
There was no collusion on that, I have to tell you. But you're absolutely right. And and why not? You know, we should make these people do the work. And I mean, that's kind of really what I want to explore with you now. I mean, Lawyer Fair is a disruptive business, isn't it, really?
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. And it's, it's a business that, through experience, a long time ago when I had brown hair, we...
But now, listener, he's a silver fox.
Yeah.
A bit like George Clooney.
Don't get her on this.
Well, I have hair, which is my advantage.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to be hunted by an owl. I've been following that story today.
Yeah.
But, years ago, first wave of the internet, world, we set up an online stockbroking business called E-Trade.
Right.
And at the time, everybody went to their stockbrokers.
Mm.
You know, and that was the only price, only place you could get a share price. It was the only place you could do a trade.
Mm.
You know, with your stockbroker, with your bank.
Mm.
And we came up with a business plan to set up an online stockbroking business.
All right.
And we thought the obvious thing to do is to pair with an existing stockbroking business, We couldn't find one for love nor money.
Really?
No, all the minute they saw the prices that we wanted to charge,
yeah,
you know, that was it. And of course, their world changed. Of yeah. course, they got swallowed up.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
that happened in the States 2 years mm. earlier
yeah.
happened in the UK.
Yeah.
And actually, this reverse auction platform for lawyers has been operating very, very successfully for 2 or 3 years in the States at least. And it will come here.
Mm.
But I think what we are also definitely seeing is that enlightened law firms are seeing us as an opportunity.
Mm.
You know, they actually, you know, it won't work if we don't have the right balance of solicitors on one side and law firms on one side and the right balance of SMEs.
Well, I have to tell you, you might be aware of this, you might not. I am actually right in the process of using Lawyerfair myself at the moment.
Well, I didn't know that, so that's brilliant.
Okay, and it has been an eye opener. I'm very right at the start of the process that I'm doing. I have just completed some legal work which I didn't source through Lawyerfair.
Shame on you.
Exactly, and I had loads of issues with it. Over the customer service levels I received for some very expensive legal work. I'm not very happy about it. Decided to go lawyer fairness route. Been a complete sea change in the approach. I get all these lawyers ringing me up and going, oh, hello, can we help you?
That's yeah. fantastic. I mean, that's yeah. what it's designed to do.
Exactly. You know? And they're going, you know, we'll put together tell us what you want, da-da-da-da. They're talking to me. And the one thing I found with old school lawyers is they don't talk to you. You know,
well, they talk to you in lawyer language.
Yeah, they send you lots of letters.
Yeah, yeah, they send you loads of letters at £100 a time.
Yeah, I mean the ones that are successful, mm. You know, and we vet mm. who comes onto the panel, mm. and we have a long conversation. So it's not, mm. you know, we're not throwing your legal query out to the world.
Yeah,
you know, we've selected lawyers in every different category, ones yeah. that we think can work the system.
Yeah,
and it's not always the cheapest one. You know, what you want for your customer
yeah.
is the best answer for their query.
Yeah.
So that's number one. That's what mm. we want to try and deliver
mm.
with the most talented lawyer in the pool to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Secondly, is actually cost. So most of the queries, mm. most of the business that gets placed, it's not done with the cheapest.
Right.
Actually, it's done with somebody who offers the client the best answer with a fixed fee.
Right.
You know, so that the costs aren't endless.
Absolutely. You know, and that in itself, you're absolutely right, Simon. Of course, you're absolutely right. What we want is the right answer and yeah. the right service.
Yeah.
But one of the things with professional service firms of all kinds, to be fair, is, you know, sometimes you enter into something and before you know it, you're running up costs all over the place.
Exactly.
And eventually you think, well, hold on yeah. a minute, you know. Yeah.
And it's a model that is more and more prevalent. You mm. know, if you're, very close to home, Rift Accounting.
Yeah.
You know, they offer. You know, we've moved over to Rift actually quite recently
okay.
from
okay.
a traditional accounting service.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, and actually, the reason we moved was one, it was a fixed fee, and we knew exactly what our costs were going to be.
Yeah.
They made it really easy to do.
Yeah.
You know, and the service, the customer service you get, is exemplary.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the experience that Lawyerfair wants to get out to its customers as well.
Absolutely. I want to kind of look at this from another angle now. You've explained adequately what you do. The model of it is brilliant. The idea behind it is really fabulous, and it works. And I can say that as someone that's in the process of using it. You know, I went, I told them what I wanted within hours, and it literally was. I didn't even wait a day. I started getting feedback because of the kind of thing I was asking. You know, there were questions that the lawyers needed to ask me as well to identify what yeah. I wanted to do, quite rightly.
Yeah.
So they put me in touch with law firms who said, right, can you quantify this? Can you, what is it actually you're doing? Why are you doing that? And da, 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 da. I went back and gave that. And then I'm just at the process now getting the quotes in. People are now starting to quote for the work, which has been really interesting because I'm doing something very similar to that which I was doing before with something that wasn't working very well for me. And the quotes I'm getting back are all of the order of £1,000 or more cheaper
yeah,
than I paid last time.
We reckon most of our SMEs yeah. probably save about 40%.
Yeah. unbelievable. And I just feel much better about the process. But I want to look at something else now, because you've been, you're not really, but almost a bit of a startup. You know, you're not far into the process of having started this up. And I just wanted to get your feelings for how you've fundraised for the business and how you've kind of got the business off the ground yourselves.
It's okay. Well, I think everybody know, you know, the businesses can't work without money. But I think the source of the money is equally as important. You know, so if you know, at the moment we interesting actually, we're just about to start a second round. So we've done all our, you know, we've done our seed fund round, worked brilliantly, and that allowed us to prove a whole series of concepts. So the fundraising that we did with our seed fund provider, you know, we were lucky in that we had a couple of connections, but in your, you almost want your fundraising, your funding partners to have certain skill sets. So your seed fund round, you know, you want the investors that come on board to be able to deliver actually also some expertise alongside the money,
right?
You know, because we can't always afford to go out and pay for X, Y, and Z. So you know, I put money into Lawyer Fair. My speciality is in commercial contracts, agreements, and those types of things. So that's what I do for Lawyer Fair. Our seed funder had a lot of contacts with tech companies, you know, which is the type of people that we wanted to be at our first sets of customer bases with. The second round of funding, we're looking for people who can enhance everything that we've done. So you've got to be able to have proven the concept. You know, so when you've got an idea that people love, but that's not enough. You know, you've got to then use your first tranche of money to prove that actually your company has some stickability. You know, and where you want to get to with your second round is to say, okay, so if we can raise X amount of money, that will allow us to ramp up our proven marketing strategy. You know, and that's, that in itself is a tricky one with a company like Lawyer Fair, and we faced it with E-Trade. Is that actually you don't want to be spending too much of your hard-earned venture capital money on educating customers. You know, you want to get your name out. But you don't, you know, you don't want to then have to pay to tell somebody, you know, actually this is a new process. You know, you want to get your name out there. So you need to work very hard on your organic
You
know, search stuff. So we write a lot of articles. You know, we produce a lot of information for SMEs that we send out there, which essentially is free. It takes time, but that helps to bring people to your site as well.
And it solidifies what you're doing as well, and it establishes your place in
everything
the market.
Everything is a qualifier. You know, so when you're talking to your, the VC firms or wherever you're raising that funding for, that tranche, you can point to absolute real examples of success.
I'm really pleased that you said that in the way that you did, and you identified that, because I have a little pet
tarantula.
I have a little pet rent that I'm on at the moment. I operate as an angel investor for small business startups, and I'm getting really
Shall I leave you my card?
I'm getting really fed up with getting business plans, from people that really just want me to pay their salary. Basically, their business has got not very much to it. It hasn't got a lot of income potential. It certainly hasn't got equity investment potential. And the money that they're asking me to put in is basically just so they can live, you know. So their entire business model is me to give them the money, really, and it's starting to annoy me a lot.
Well, that's how Weaver of Toad Hall can be sitting at home while we're out here earning no money, doing all this. But no, it's absolutely right. You know, you can't just take your investors' money and spend it on your salaries. That just doesn't work.
Okay, so. You're just about to go out for a second tranche of investment, did you say?
The business is growing rapidly, so it's about the right time for us to do that.
Do you mind me asking what method you're doing? Are you going to investors, or are you going to crowdfunding?
Yeah, I think we are. So is actually, we'll probably end up with a hybrid. So actually, if you are crowdfunding, you know, so I think people who aren't familiar with it think that actually you just stick your business plan up there and general members of the public just throw money at it until you reach the right amount of money you need. Doesn't really work like that. Most crowdfunding organisations will want you to have raised at least 20% in new capital before you can go onto the platform.
Yeah.
So what's absolutely key for any business is to make sure that your existing investors follow on. Because, you know, actually they're showing faith in you, and that looks great to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So that really matters.
Mm.
And then, you know, if you are crowdfunding, you've got a good story to tell people and a good presentation, a good way of getting your message across.
Yep.
So crowdfunding is certainly an option. But we also have a list of key individuals that we would approach,
right.
And key VC companies that we'd approach.
Cool. We could talk about this for a long time. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time. If you could give us a shout out quickly for your website and how we find out more about Lawyer Faire and all about you.
Absolutely. So our website is lawyerfaire.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
You can go straight to the website. We have live chat on there. So if you want to talk to one of our advisors, if you hang around on the website for 30 seconds or so, a box will come up.
Right.
You can email us. Our telephone numbers are on there. So please, you know, get in contact with lawyerfaire.co.uk.
Fantastic. Simon, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Been a pleasure to hear from you. We wish you much success with Lawyer Faire. I'm enjoying the process of getting involved in using it. We've still got your duck.